From inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. New Mexico State Police have begun its investigation into a police-involved shooting involving two Chavez County deputies. According to a New Mexico State Police press release, the incident involved 25-year-old Oscar Nahada of Roswell and a female. Both were in a vehicle and a firearm was present. Nahada fled the scene in that vehicle, where deputies caught up with him in the 400 block of Evergreen. He then dumped the car and fled on foot, where deputies caught up with him. One of the deputies used his department-issued taser but was unsuccessful. Officers gave Nahada several verbal commands to stop, and while attempting to take him into custody, deputies fired at Nahada, hitting him once. Deputies immediately rendered aid but could not save Nahada. Chavez County Sheriff Mike Harrington.
We bring the deputies in, and then they are put on administrative leave with pay until the investigation is concluded.
The state police findings will then be turned over to the local DA's office. There have been two other police-involved shootings involving Chavez County deputies this year. Both resulted in deaths, and both were cleared by the DA's office. The recent rainfall in the area has resulted in some flooding on roads. In Eddy County, some of those roads have been closed. Eddy County Road Supervisor Jason Burns reports that.
Currently, we have Bolton closed, we have North Joy closed, and we have Longhorn closed. Okay. And we're expecting more as the rain continues.
Burns says that the strong currents of the water
does have the capability to carry off vehicles and really could end up being a bad deal. The saying that goes around, turn around, don't drown.
The National Parks Conservation Association ranked Carlsbad Caverns as the national park with the most nearby abandoned wells here in the state. They report that about 200 oil and gas wells were found abandoned near the Carlsbad Caverns National Park. And why is it an issue? Well, the study showed there were more than 30,000 orphaned wells within a 30-mile radius of national parks in the country, which could bring pollution in the air and groundwater to the federal public lands. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.